Hey, I want to remind you, we're about to kick off Freak Show Friday, but still coming up today, we have got Friday Freestyle Battle. Liv the Web Girl, you've been working on your rhyming skills while you were on vacation?
Duh, every day.
All right, cool. Well, hey, let's get into it.
This is going to be awesome. I can't wait for this.
Time for Freak Show Friday.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Different or whatever you got going on, hey, we like to talk to you here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. You can hit us up in the DMs, Radio Now AM Show, to get on for Freak Show Friday. And you can also call us at 833-563-2539. Let's say good morning to Timmy. Hey, Timmy, what's going on with you for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Timmy.
Hey, I love the feeling of having a very full bladder.
What?
Go on. What?
I've been training myself. I can literally hold my bladder for over 3 hours, like 3 hours, 15 minutes, and I keep trying to go longer. I know I can keep going longer. It's been like kind of like strength training, if you will, for a while. I've been doing this. It's about being able to like control myself, to discipline myself, and then like when it's finally over, the release is just, it's amazing. It's better than any endorphin rush. It's better than any runner's high I've ever gotten. It's almost tantric. I mean, it is. I've become living for this. I don't know if anyone else does this, but just seeing how long I can go and then that just rush of adrenaline and relief is just spectacular.
Timmy, you know this isn't really healthy to hold your bladder.
833-563-2539. This has got to be like a good way to get like an infection or
like
something, right?
Like a UTI,
right?
No.
My doctor, I've actually told my doctor about it. He says it's fine. I mean, you know, you should, I think everyone should try to like just try to get into it, see how they could go. I started like, you know, 45 minutes at a ball game. You know, sometimes you're stuck in traffic, and then you know, you build up, and I worked it up to an hour, then 2 hours, and now I'm over three. But you know, it definitely takes a lot of concentration, and there are some near misses once in a while, shall I say?
I'll agree with you, Timmy. I'll agree. It does feel good when you have relief, but it's like that is not a good feeling that you hold in for as long as possible.
It can do some serious damage. Some people have died from doing this. Like if you go too long,
I don't know if people have died from doing this, but you know, but I don't think it's any different than you know training to be like a marathon runner or any kind of like long kind of endurance type thing. I don't think there's really any difference to it. Where yeah, there could be some wear and tear on your body, but there's certainly nothing wrong with it. It's not like any kind of, you know, bad infectious anything building up inside the body.
I really think your doctor doesn't know what they're talking about if they told you there's nothing wrong with that. So I just want to say, even if we are wrong, we as a show
disclaimer,
do not recommend doing that.
I mean, sometimes you're in circumstances, obviously you have to hold it, but when you first get the chance, since you're doing this on purpose, to me, because you like the feeling later when you get to go.
The longer that I've been able to hold it, and I've noticed that the longer and longer I hold it, the better and better and more intense that feeling becomes. And I tell you what, the feeling rivals any other good feeling that you can generate from holding out for a while. But you know, I honestly think that I could coach people with this. I mean, there could be money into this. This could be a business.
Sting
does it. Why not me?
Hold on, like the musician Sting?
Yeah.
Well, he's into tantric stuff.
But I've never heard him like saying that he holds his bladder for as long as he can. I've never heard.
Well, see, that's not very different now, is it? What he's doing is he's controlling his body using his mind, and when he achieves any kind of point of release or whatever, then it's supposed to enhance the entire experience, and that's all I'm doing, except in a just slightly different fashion.
How long are you going to try to go, Timmy? Since you're so into this,
I don't have a goal in mind. I'm going to keep trying to go as long as I can. No pun intended, but I would like to just see how far I can take this.
Can't like any bag that gets overfilled, like can't your bladder like burst? And that's got to be like not healthy, right? To have that in your body.
Again, I've asked. That was one of the things I asked the doctor. He said it's not like a balloon that will just keep going until it pops. Yeah, I mean it's definitely stretchable, but at some point, you know, when it's full, it's full. There's nothing else that's going to be able to, you know, again, nature happens. It's going to stop at some point, but it's all just about muscle contraction and deep breathing exercises. And
it is that mind body control for sure, but does not seem healthy to me. We know it's not, so just be careful what you got going
on. It's not unhealthy at all, and if anyone else wants to try it, I highly recommend it. And yeah, I would be happy to help assist anyone who wants to try to achieve these levels of satisfaction that I've been able to achieve.
Once again, we highly recommend not trying this here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning
Show. And I have a small bladder, so I go every 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but
you're
always
out of the room.
I drink tons of water. So this isn't for me, but hey.
I will say the downside is people hate being in the car with me now.
All right, well, hey, Timmy, thank you for calling in for Freak Show Friday.
Have a great weekend holding it.
Thanks very much, guys. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. That, first of all, I want to reiterate, there's no way that's healthy.
No.
There's no way. I got to imagine that can cause infections or all kinds of damage to that area, which you would not want.
I mean, I feel like it's torture when you have to go really badly and then you have to hold it.
Ugh. Yeah, no, it is. And we've all been, like, stuck in a car or somewhere where you can't go.
I remember I was pregnant. I was, like, 9 months pregnant, and I was watching the film Avatar, and it's, like, over 3.5 hours long, and I was in the middle of the movie theater, and I was dying. The people probably hated me because I think I went, like, at least 5 times.
Yeah, disgusting. All right, well, I'm glad you made it out at least. Hey, coming up next here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, who'd you see naked? Or who saw you naked? And I'm not talking about your significant other. I'm talking about somebody you did not want to see naked, or maybe somebody that you did not want to see you naked. I don't know why Porkchop's got a smile over there. I feel like he's got a story.
He's got a good story. Look at him. He's smiling big time.
I've got a very good story. I'll share mine, but we want to hear from you next. 833-563-2539.